Chapter 1. January 2059. Silence enveloped her. So many people, and yet this hushed stillness. And none more still than the strange man upon whose face she now gazed. Three fingers of her right hand were upon his cheek, which felt cold and waxen to her touch. She withdrew the hand and shuddered, then glanced at her arms, which were clothed in black. An arm gently draped across her shoulders. A brief stab of pain shot through the lower ribs on her left side, then another a couple of ribs higher next to her spine. She held her breath, and the pain subsided. She kept her breathing shallow, and the pain stayed at bay. Now she glanced around the crowd. Tears fell from scattered faces. On a few other faces, though, she noticed ever so slight upturns at the corners of the mouths, disturbing otherwise stolid expressions. Not everyone was here out of respect. The dead man before her must have had enemies. Were they also hers? She heard the tempo of her pulse in both ears, and her vision began to blur. Her breath quickened as the panic rose. The pain in her ribs caught her up short, and she instinctively slowed her breathing to make it stop. Her vision cleared. The tension in her body subsided, and a calm fell upon her as she observed the scene, as if from far away. She focused all her attention on the drama unfolding before her, but could make no sense at all of any of it. She was somehow at the center of this piece. Most eyes were upon her. Some faces wore expressions of concern, while on others she saw indifference, and on still others, glimmers of contempt. Who was this man? She thought. Who are these people? And how did I get here? Someone took her by the hand and led her out of the church as the pallbearers rolled the casket ahead of her.
Watch your head, Mrs. Kresge,
said a voice behind her as she ducked to slide into the back seat of the limo. By now, she realized she must be the widow. She glanced in the rearview mirror, saw the face of another stranger, and recoiled. This face belonged to her, and she was certain she had never seen it before.